For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to Ken Harrington, mayor of the city of Kelowna, and Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about proposed rate increases to water and sewer fees in the city. We'll start off with Mayor Ken Harrington.
We've talked about it off and on for the last couple of years because our last increase was in 2008. And what really pushed this along, we're looking at a potential $1 million, maybe a little more, sewer project. So we got back into looking at the rates, and compared to other towns in the area of our size, our rates are a little low compared to everybody else. And we're going to start putting some money away for this project if it happens next year.
And so the additional funds made by this increase, it'll all go to that project?
The additional funds for the sewer will. Additional funds for the water will actually just go into the water account for other water projects.
Sure. What kind of increase are you looking at for both of these?
The water was around 1.5%, and the sewer was around 1.8%. It's just over 3% total. And it's a small increase. The typical person that had a $50 water bill is going to pay $53.
Are you guys going to look at this further, or have you set up an amendment where you'll start reading it at the next meeting?
We actually had the first reading last night. We're hoping if there are any public comments, we have them by the next meeting, because we would like to do second, third reading at the next meeting unless there are objections from the community.
Now a conversation with City Administrator Ryan Slaba, where we'll go more in depth on how that additional revenue from the sewer rate increase will be used.
It'll offset the obligation should we enter into a bond on that and borrow funds for it.
And where are you at with that?
We gave the direction to our engineer to go ahead and start with the state revolving fund, as well as to establish our DNR permit. Because we do have to have a DNR permit for both projects, and to start coming up with a working document for bid. So it's going to, now we'll do the engineering portion of it with the hopes that we can go to bid with it later this year and do it first of next year.
And do you need to have funding in place first, or do you need a
Well, the SRF funding is what we would do. So they evaluate all SRF projects every 3 months. So we want to just get our name in the hat to have our project evaluated, and then they would approve funding up to a certain amount, and then you can draw down that amount as needed, and then you would finalize your loan upon completion of the project and acceptance of it. So, for example, ours is looking at total project, if we were to do everything, roughly about $1.1 million. So we would secure SRF funding for up to $1.1 million, and if the project came in 10% under, then we would borrow just over $1 million. So,
do you need the permit first before you can apply for?
It's good to get that process underway at the same time as well, just so everything kind of aligns. No, we could go out and secure the SRF backing without the permit in place, but it's good to start them both at the same time.
And the state revolving fund, is that set up for this purpose, to help the small towns?
It can be utilized for any community for projects. It's a state revolving fund, so they do loans. I believe now it's roughly about 2.75%, and then there's a 1% rebate as well. So 1% comes back to the communities that is put towards projects that help for water runoff. So kind of some mitigation projects that we're looking at would be applicable there. So it's kind of a good time to borrow as well, just due to that being available too. So it lowers your interest cost.
What were those rates that you're going to raise, and by how much?
We would go roughly 1.5% on the water side, and we'd be 2.1% on the sewer, with a combined total of about 3.6% total increase. And what that would mean for somebody using 6,000 gallons a month, their bill would increase roughly $3. My family uses right at 10,000 gallons a month, and ours would increase right at about $5.10.
For the water increase, will the additional revenue just go into the reserve fund?
We'll try to build reserves so we can pay down debt, and or should a project come up, we would be able to dip into reserves then to help offset some of the cost on that. So really, that's kind of what that's designed for.
Giving the direction to the engineer, was that at this meeting on Monday that you gave that direction?
No, after council gave approval to proceed with, after council approval is when we give Garden & Associates and Jack Pope specifically the go-ahead to proceed with the cured-in-place infiltration sanitary sewer lining, as well as the force main replacement that would allow us to run a capacity at our lift station on 5th Street.
That was my conversation with Ryan Slabaugh, City Administrator in Kelowna, and Mayor of Kelowna, Ken Harrington, discussing proposed rate increases to water and sewer. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.